B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the fabulous Chickies and Pete's in Marlton. We're Beasley Media Group Station. All right, couple things. Let's go to the text board. Chiming in, my main man, Super Bowl rings himself. He's got three of them. Dan Klecko. And he sends over a story. And you heard the story. The Eagles players felt a sense of urgency in yesterday's practice. And they went pads yesterday. They went pads because they knew that the season hangs in the balance. They had to go pads. Now, of course, Danny said, I like the fact that they went pads.
That was aggressive. Jesus.
Well, that was Danny Klecko. I'm reading the quote.
All right, Dan, relax, bud. I get it.
It's about time you feel the sense of urgency.
I love the passion, but come on.
No, that's what it's about. It's about the passion to save the season, man. That's what we're doing. Save the season. My man Rich Meck, right? Rich Meck on the text board. The Eagles lost to the 3-9 Dolphins, the 3-8-1 Lions, the 3-9 Falcons. They don't deserve to be in the playoffs. If they get in, they should decline it. Self-eliminate. I mean, come on.
I love that rhetoric. They should decline it.
Right.
Like, we've never once seen a wild card team.
Exactly.
Win the Super Bowl. Come on.
Exactly. I mean, come on now. Rich Mack, that's not the right attitude.
You shouldn't be taking those texts today.
Well,
it's not good for your psyche.
But here's the thing, though. I'm steadfast, man. I'm ready. I told you, I'm ready to give the pass and jump in and believe. I'm jumping off the cliff. I'm ready.
You can't be taking those texts, though, man.
Well, I'm trying to get as many people on board as possible.
No, they're beyond being saved.
Here's the thing. We get the whole town on board. Think about it. You win Monday, right? It gets a little bit more fun. You beat the Redskins. Gets even more fun. And then comes the game of all games. Two struggling squads. Two self-imploding teams. Head-to-head at Lincoln Financial Field. The hated rivals. I mean, you're not in on that? I'm in on that.
You gotta do like a Howard Dean type promotion there.
Yeah.
You know, we're gonna go to New York, and then we're gonna go to Dallas.
Right.
And then we're gonna go to Washington.
Right.
And then end with like a ridiculous scream.
Well, listen, I think it's there. I think it is. So what? And here's the thing. If they fail, and you know, God forbid they lose to the Giants, the unthinkable yet again, to lose to another wretched team, then they get destroyed. That's all. All I'm saying is give him a shot. Give him a chance. Give him a stay of execution.
And it would be huge for Carson to just get some playoff experience.
Damn right it would.
Like, I get that, you know, looking on paper and what we've seen this season, yeah, okay, they look like they would get killed no matter who they play in the playoffs. But just for him to get that playoff experience would be huge.
Yes.
So just cheer for it. If you're one of these miserables, just cheer for it just because of that.
Yes. Exactly. By the way, Dan Klecko said for you to grow a pair. It's the NFL.
I mean, I don't have a response to that. I mean, if he wants to come see me, he can catch these hands. Probably should dump that before he comes sees me.
You'll get dotted with three Super Bowl rings.
Oh, my God. He would sneeze and I'd break in half. You kidding me? Would I go up to, like, his kneecap?
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't end well.
That's awesome. Let's go to Will, the Northeast. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Will.
Hey, what's going on, Kurt?
What's up, Will?
Hey,
you with me, man?
Yeah, I'm with you. The title of the show was perfect. It's perfect.
Thank you, brother.
And my take on that is, I mean, you don't even really have to go and chime too much into it. It's not that deep. Like the title of the show, you win or get destroyed. They knew what they need to do. And if they don't do it, then they deserve everything that comes after that. And that simple. It's that simple. So that's my Eagles point.
Amen,
and I just
brother.
About the Sixers. The game last night, I want to ask you a question. And when it comes to Brent Brown, I just want to know, do you think can he get the most out of Joel and Ben? Because it seems like he is not like he, I like him as a coach, but at times I question it because it feels like he cannot get the most out of them because we're repeating the same thing over and over again that we're seeing as we watch these games. And it's like, we see it, you know, the coaching see it. So we're just like, can he get them? Like Ben, the shooting thing with Ben, we know he's not shooting, and like,
the only thing with him is right. Well, you see the same thing. Like early on, he's aggressive, right? And when he goes to the line, when he misses, it seems like when he misses free throws early, he loses that attack the rim, right? He loses it. Like he doesn't want to go back to the line.
But that's the thing. Like if you can attack the rim, like shoot the free throw. Whether you miss it or not, you're getting that other team in foul trouble. So like get that out of his head. I just don't know. It's like it just wrecks my brain sometimes because it's like I don't understand. Like, I know they being taught. I know it's being distilled in their head. But maybe Brent can't deliver the message the right way, and they need like a sterner coach or someone that really would hold them accountable.
Well, you know what I don't want to do? And listen, I hear you. I got concerns. I'm not going to front. I got concerns, the whole thing. But they were just 9-1 in their last 10.
Yeah.
You know, you got to conquer. They got a big stretch coming up, right? A huge stretch. 10 games that takes us through Christmas with Milwaukee.
That's right there.
So, you know, let's go over the next block. Like, you know, because I the one thing I don't want to do is overreact in early December.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not telling you I don't have concerns. I do. But I still believe in the makeup of this team. And I'll tell you one thing. It's good to see Tobias get that scoring touch again.
Yeah, he's starting to come into the rhythm and where everything. I like that.
You know, I mean, because he's a key factor in this whole thing because he's got to give them points. He's got to be able to score.
All right, and one more thing real quick, Cuz.
Yeah.
Now, as far as with Embiid, like now, you see when he went to corners against Toronto. Now, with that, to me, I feel like, all right, they were the last team that you've seen, first time seeing them since you exited the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
Up there, and then, you know, the crying and all that type of stuff. I just thought he would come out.
Yeah, I did too. I agree with you.
He's coming up when they play Toronto, I think he's going to have a better game because it's just like, this should be like revenge for him. And
I know.
That they right here, and they can take it home because I think they need to take a look at Giannis because he's playing crazy. Like, he motivated from last season.
Yeah, it's funny. You're right. It's a great call, Will. You're dead right about that. Like, could you watch Giannis and you know he's in attack mode every night, and that's the one lesson that this group needs to know, is that you got to bring it every night, and that goes back to what Jimmy Lyons said. You're a true super. You bring it every night. You're not sometimesy, right? You bring it every night. You know, and I think that's the biggest lesson that this group needs. All right, coming up, DJ wants to pose the question, why should we believe in them? And I have an answer. We'll discuss it. I want you guys to believe one final time. It's there. Maybe Resurrection Doug just maybe has another trick, right? All right, let's talk about Golden Nugget Jewelers. Yes, that's where Philly gets engaged. Now, here's the deal with Golden Nugget Jewelers. They're the official jeweler of the Sixers, the Flyers, the Phillies, and the Eagles. They're the 4-4 jewelers. They're the jewels. They provide the jewels to the 4-4 town. Go check them out. They're the best. But this holiday season, you need a great gift, or maybe you're getting engaged. You're going to pop the question. Go check it out, man. Located at the corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. They got all the best brands. Tacori, Viraggio, Simon G, Michael M, Jeff Cooper. Check them out. Golden Nugget Jewelers. And then you go out there and see, you get the gifts, you get the ear, diamond earrings, whatever you got to get. You can take care of all the women in your life. One spot right there, the corner of 8th and Chestnut. Golden Nugget Jewelers. They have a beautiful showroom. Check it out. Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, back live at Chickies and Pete's in Marlton. Our 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Back on the text board, German Doug from the Brow House on South Street. Cowboys lose to Rams. Eagles win next three. They rest the starters for the last game. What do you think, Pat?
I love that optimism, German Doug. That's what we need.
Right?
We need the optimism. He's talking about resting starters.
Yes.
Love that.
Yes.
Need more of that.
Yes. Fish from Baby Blues goes like this. I feel it. I'm ready. You got me fired up. I sense it. How about my man, Chef Tony? Right? Mr. Tony. You know Mr. Tony.
Oh, yeah, great guy.
He's the man, Mr. Tony. Aroma. He says like this. If they're going to win out, I become Padre Antonio, cuz. And I think I will. I think I'm about to become the Padre. Because we have nine lives just like a cat. People are starting to believe all over the Delaware Valley. But DJ doesn't. DJ, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, big cuz? How you doing, man?
What's up, my brother?
This is where I'm at. I'm sitting in a parking lot. I'm looking at a bale of big, nasty, melting snow to my right. And I'm looking at a construction site to the left where a building is being built. And I'm trying to figure out what team we are at the end of the day. Are we this melting, nasty, rotten snow, or right. Are we really in construction? And what I need from you is I need three solid reasons why I can put my heart back on the table for this team to operate on it.
All right, you ready? Let's try to come up with three solid reasons. Number one, Doug's done it before, right? You give me that one. Did it last year?
Yep. Go ahead.
We're still not far removed from the Super Bowl. And we never thought at that point, particularly when Wentz goes down, that they would ever win. If anything could give you or could buttress you up and give you hope, it's what happened not 30 years ago like the Cowboys, a measly 2 years ago. Right?
I guess, I mean, I went back and I looked at the video from the Super Bowl the other day, right before the Dolphins game, I looked at it, you know, I bought it on, on Amazon or whatever, right. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I'm telling my wife, I'm like, yeah, this team can do it, and then we go to Dolphins and, you know, what happened?
But wait, here's the ultimate one. you have really nothing to lose. And come with me here. The title of the show today is Win or Be Destroyed. Right? And that's what's going on. They have an opportunity. The Cowboys gave them life. They gave them a stay of execution. So they can win. And if they don't win, then we, rightfully so, destroy them.
So what's the third one to pull me in? Let me see. Give me one more point to try to pull me in.
That was the third one.
You know, I'm usually super optimistic, you know, and I was, you know, like say, right before this game last week, I was all in. And once again, going back and looking at that video, I just forgot about all the things that, you know, that went our way, you know, and I'm looking, and this year, nothing has went our way up until this point.
Well, last year, nothing went their way either, right? And they actually, they're an Alshon Jeffrey drop pass. And you know how things go in sports. Like, I go back, the third reason is the Giants. Like, oh, remember the Giants from 2011? They had that run. I mean, they had no business winning the Super Bowl that year. Anything can happen. I'm not saying I expect it. But here's my thing. I'd rather that be in the playoffs than not be in the playoffs. I mean, just being real.
100%. Yes. And my thing is, I want to be the normal optimistic dude that I am about this team. And I'm just, right now, I'm just like, I just don't feel it, man. And I want to. I'm hearing people call in, and I'm lost, you know. And I want to be on the wagon. I want
to
be.
Come to the light, my friend. Come to the lights. I'm telling you, DJ, you have nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. Suspend disbelief. You watch movies, right?
Yeah.
All right, when you watch movies and you see a dude fly or whatever, right, you're suspending disbelief. Like, you know it can't happen, but you watch it and you believe it for the sake of the story. So for the sake of this story, suspend disbelief.
Oh, man, I'll give it a shot for you guys. Now, you got to remember, I'm listening to you every day. I'm watching this team every day. So I'm all of this mixed together has put me in this place, you know. And once again,
I feel you. Listen, I'm doing it. I feel the same way. I'm still pissed off over Miami. But I'm like, you know what? Yeah. After last night, I sat down, watched the Cowboys implode all over my screen. I went to bed happy, and I was like, you know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to go in and I'm going to clean the slate. And look, again, if they lose to the Giants, they get annihilated.
And I got that bad feeling that they're going to drop one of them. But at the end of the day, you know, I think you have given me a little bit of hope. Now I just got to work on the faith. So.
All right, work on the faith, man. I'm here for you, right?
Yeah.
So is Mr. Tony, Padre Tony, Mr. Tony. Let's go to Ocean City and talk to Sammy Sags. A veteran, an Eagle veteran, Samuel Sags.
What's up, Ed? You know, after the game last night, I opened up the Bible, and I came to the passage where it said, and on the 13th week, they shall rise again according to the scriptures. Right? Now, the only thing I'm worried about is when I open my Bible late Monday night, I hope I don't open it up to Sodom and Gomorrah. You know what I mean?
I hear you, brother.
So this is my thing. I don't want to see Monday night when they take three-step drops with Eli, they go empty backfield, they're throwing slant, out. I don't want to see a puzzled look on Schwartz's face because guess what? That's the blueprint they're going to use, the same blueprint they have been using with Eli, okay? Because they know they can't have a seven-step drop because we're going to sack him or he'll fall down. Here's another thing. With Eli, you don't want to try and confuse him with the blitz. You're not going to do it. I want them to show the double-A gap blitz right in Eli's face. So then when he comes up and he sees the double A gap blitz, he's going to say, are you kidding me? I'm going to sacrifice my body for what they did to me. He'll fall down. You know how many times he falls down without anybody touching him?
Yes.
But you got to let him know, Eli, we're coming in your face. I don't want no disguise. This is it. And if we can't cover for 3 seconds, 3.5 seconds, we don't deserve to go on. But I'm starting to believe maybe it's destiny. I don't know. But I'll tell you what. Eagles, you're on the clock. You better do the right thing.
Yes. Yes.
That's it.
I love it, Sags.
All right, man. I'll see you later. Have
all right, brother.
Weekend.
I'll talk to you next week. That's it. Well, you know, you got to get everybody on board. Even the most pessimistic among us, we got to be on board. Jim from the Palm, a noted pessimist, but a loving 4-for-4 man. In the spirit of remaining positive, this is all I got. I have full confidence that we can suck less than the Cowboys for the rest of the year.
There you go. We'll take it.
What's the poll at? We were at 51-49 to the positive. Can we increase the lead?
All right, if you head on over to at 975 middays, you can find the poll. After the Cowboys lost, do you believe in another magical run that will see the Eagles run the table and win the division? Yes, I'm believing, or no, 10-9-8-7 Sixers, go Flyers. Unfortunately, Ant, no, 10-9-8-7 Sixers, go Flyers is at 51%.
Oh, we lost 2%.
We lost the majority.
Oh, no.
Sorry, we still have a 2.5 hours, 3 hours.
Suspend disbelief. Please.
We got time.
I implore you to suspend disbelief. Vote for the positive. You never know what might happen if you have a positive outlook. It's the holiday season. John in Summerdale, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Johnny.
Yo, what up, man? What up, boys?
What's up, Johnny?
I love the optimism, man. I really do. You know, I'm Mr. Optimism. You know, I tried to put some of that to you last week after that loss, and it was tough, man. You weren't having it. But now, after this Dallas loss, you're starting to see the light a little bit.
I am. Again, what did they have to lose? Win or be destroyed?
That's it, man. So, listen, just swap topics real quick. I got some insider information on Ben Simmons.
All right, careful, because I can't. Are you joking around or are you being serious?
No, it's cool. It's not like rating or not like that. So I play video games, right? And I play online, and one of the guys I play with plays with Ben Simmons like regularly, and we're in a game with him, and like, you know, he goes down early, and it's like, you know, he gets all like frustrated and all that. I'm like, yo, Ben, like I'm talking to him, you know? I'm like, yo, you don't get this frustrated like during the games, do you? And he like leaves the game.
Oh, that's real?
Oh, man.
Yeah. What's the game you guys play?
It's called PUBG, Player Unknown Battlegrounds. It's kind of like Fortnite.
Okay.
But, you know, it's like, you know, M16s and M4s and grenades and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
And you're getting all that frustrated. Like, just chill out, man. Like, it's all good, dude. Like, you died, and, you know, just whatever.
So you're saying just go back to the line. Attack the rim. You missed 2 free throws. It's no biggie. Just go back to the line.
Yeah, he's getting all frustrated. I'm like, dude, like, it's all right, man. We got another game.
Like, when the defensive end played some great ball, it's just that one little piece that he just needs to take care of.
So, I just want to throw that out there. But, you know, I gave you some inside information. What's up with Deshaun Jackson? Like, I know you know reports. Yeah. You talk to people on the side and all that. Last I heard is that he was running 3 weeks after the surgery. So what's his deal? Do you know what his deal is?
If they make the playoffs, I honestly, I'm not optimistic.
Okay.
Now,
based on you talking to certain people,
I'm just not optimistic. Now, again, that could change, and we'll see. Right now I'm not optimistic, but I don't know. Maybe that changes.
I'm thinking, like, if he's running around after 3 weeks, like, you know, and we fast forward. Let's just say we go on this run, right, which I'm thinking we will. You know, if he's running after 3 weeks, what's he going to be doing after 2 months?
Let me get an update, because this was a couple weeks ago when I actually thought they had a shot. And I didn't in the last 2 weeks, so I didn't bother to check. And now I kind of do.
Rams, dude. Yeah.
Cowboys losing the Rams, right?
I think so, man. Look at how the Rams just played the Cardinals, man. They beat the living crap out of them.
They did. They got Gurley. Gurley's playing much better now.
I think they were pissed after that Ravens loss on Monday night.
Yeah, they got destroyed. Yeah. Hey, how great would that be? They lose to the Rams. They could lose. The Cowboys lose out. Oh, that would be.
Dude, you think Dak Prescott's going to be slinging the ball around against Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald? I don't know, man. I agree.
Well, their whole thing last night, they went away from Elliott. The first drive, he had like 40-some yards on the drive, and they went away from him again.
I never understand that. Like, dude, the guy is elite. He's elite.
I know. I agree. Well, that's right.
That's why I didn't draft him in fantasy. I drafted Christian McCaffrey.
There you go. That was a better pick. Good stuff, Johnny. Thanks, buddy. Oh, I get my girl up here. She's a bastion of optimism, a bastion of belief. Edith in Chester. Edith!
What's up, baby? We got a second coming. I'm so happy.
Yes!
We got a chance to go all the way. And I think we're going to do it. You know why, Anthony?
Why?
Because I got a little jingle for the cow turds out there.
You do?
And just drop the egg. in the words of the great Harold Melvin in Blue Notes.
I love Harold Melvin.
You look downhearted and confused. Starting because cow turds, you're starting to lose. You're losing out on everything you might try to do because Chicago Bears kept a hold on you. How about them cow turds? We got all the way, baby. And when you come to Philly, we got to get in front of you. We got all the way. I want everybody to vote. Don't lose hope. Keep it going. Fly, Eagles, fly. Can I hear that song, please? Can Mr. Medusa put our song on?
Pat, get the Eagles fight song, man.
Yes, sir.
Get the Eagles fight song. We got to hear it.
We gotta hear it to believe it.
There it is. Sing it, Edith.
Eagles fly on a road to victory. Fly, Eagles fly. Get up, shut down. One, two, three. Hit them low. Hit them high. And watch my Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles fly. On the road to victory. Come on, Anthony.
E-A-T-L-E-S-E-G-O. There you go. Way to go, Edith. That was awesome, Edith.
Yes,
you're the
sir.
Greatest. We love you. How about that, Pat? Edith brings it, man.
Love that. See, we need more of that passion.
It's good work by you, too.
That belief.
Good work having the Eagle fight song ready to go.
I got all the songs you want now. It only took me 5 days, but I got them.
You do? So if I just said, play this song, Pat! Yes. Oh, that's pretty good, man. I need that, man. Because that puts me in a good mood, a happy mood.
Having the time of his life.
That's right. That's right. Jeff in Lancaster, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeffrey.
I'm calling like Dallas is going to give the good morning, by the way, guys. I'm sorry.
That's all right. What's happening, buddy?
Dallas is going to give us all the chances in the world, but the Eagles are they stink. I'm an Eagles fan. I'm diehard. I am going to watch. I am going to root, but I cannot put my hope into these Eagles. The play calling is god awful. The game plan is god awful.
Everything. Listen to me. Everything you say is right. But I'm asking you, for your own good, for your own happiness, just suspend disbelief. Yeah, you can wait until if they fail, then they will be destroyed. So why not just suspend disbelief, Jeff?
Mainly because I don't want to get let down. So if I
you're already let down. Listen to me. You're already let down. You had high hopes this season. So why not just strap it on one more time, dude? Come on, Jeff.
Listen, man, like, this is just, I just don't see it. Like,
oh, come on, stop. Don't be like that, Jeff. Come on, brother.
I'm a DJ kind of right now. They're gonna have to show me something.
Well, of course, right. Well, I'm asking you, again, if they showed you something, you would see it. I'm asking for something much more difficult. It's called faith. And if they fail you, if they beseech you, then we destroy them.
Listen, I'm going to have my Dawkins jersey on. I'm going to be sitting in front of the TV Monday night, rooting like I always do.
Well, I need a positive attitude out of you. I don't need negativity right now.
I hear you, man. And I got so much love for the Eagles. And it just
all right, that's what I want to hear. Now buck up. Right now. Buck up, bro. All right?
I'm with you, man.
All right, good.
Go Birds.
Here you go. That's what I'm talking about. Go Birds. See that, Pat? See the way we turned him?
I still don't think he's really locked in yet, but he was getting there.
Oh, because he was at the end of the call. He was Go Birds.
Oh, it's always Go Birds.
He was with me.
It's like a Philadelphia hello.
Now, coming up, don't tell me Nick is off Eagles. I can't sway Nick, one of our regular callers. Now, this is not a full call. I'm just looking for a preview here. Nick.
And I'm off. Not only am I off Eagles.
Hold on. You're going to be on the other side because I need you to think. You better think about what you're about to say. All right? You better think about it. All right?
Hold on.
We'll come back to you. I need you to think about what you're going to say. I don't want to hear you're off. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's the phone number. That's how you reach us. It's Cuz Radio right here from Chickies and Pete's in Marlton. And let's talk about Parks Casino. That's right, home of Cuz's Corner. We hang out. We were there last night. Always great. Always great time. All kinds of good stuff. Listen, we got some goodies over the weekend to talk about. College football championships. How about the Baylor Bears and Matty Rhule catching 9 points from Oklahoma? Shocked the world again. Come on, Baylor Bears. Catching the 9. Game I really love, too, is LSU laying 7. At Georgia. I like LSU a lot in that game. By the way, Brad, our NBC Sports Philadelphia betting expert, likes the under tonight in the Utah game in the Pac-12. So, for instance, down Sunday, you got some interesting games. Baltimore is laying 6 at Buffalo. Tough place to play. Good defense. Will McDermott. I think the Bills are alive. Green Bay lays 12.5 to Houston, Washington. I think it's a rout. Tennessee's a 3-point favorite at Oakland. I like the Raiders. And Kansas City, a 3-point dog at New England. I'll ride Chiefs on that one. Don't forget, you can do that as well. Go online. You don't have to be in person, although it's incredible. It's the PA's casino of choice, Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem, or online at parkscasino.com/PA. Download the app, too. You get a $500 free bet. That is an account credit. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 11:52, live from Chickies and Pete's. Any movement on the poll? I'm going to be busting your stones on this because I'm working the poll hard.
Yes, if you head on over to the Twitter page at 975middays, you can find the poll. After the Cowboys lost, do you believe in another magical run that will see the Eagles run the table, win the division? Yes, I'm believing. No, 10987 Sixers, go Flyers. Unfortunately, 52% say no now.
Steve.
You're losing people.
Oh, no, I'm losing. The more I try, the harder I try, the more I'm losing people. All right, I got a Grinch on the line. The Grinch from Collegeville. The Grinch, somebody peed in his wine.
And the late, the far precincts are checking in. The outskirts. the late vote's coming in. First of all, let me just start with last night. So I tune it in, right? And I don't mean the 8:15 start game. I meant the 7 p.m. tip off. They come out hot, right? So you said this morning, you know what? It's one of those games, middle of the week, in Washington. And I would agree. If Washington came out and was up 9-2, and then 15-6, and then 25-15, then I say, okay, you know what? They just got steamrolled early on the road in Washington. Nobody was there. I get all that. But they dominated the first quarter. They literally dominated.
But then Bertans got hot. He was hitting everything in the ocean. He had 20 points in the second quarter. I mean, it was one of those games where I'm not. Listen, you know sports. You know basketball. Listen, you know that there's games like that. And they were just 9-1. I can't get over a game like that. If you're going to tell me you're off the Sixers now.
No, I'm not.
I'm telling you, I won't allow you back on.
I wanted your screen messages to get you a little tweet.
Yeah,
but I'm not off them. But it's a disappointing. You know, when you get to a hot start,
you're 9-1.
Yeah. And I'll just brush over to 21 turnovers and go on to the Sixers then. I mean,
listen, it was ugly. I'm not telling you it wasn't. The big guy's got to. I don't know what his problem is. Big guy's got to smile more. The big guy looks like a mope, and I don't understand why.
What's upsetting to me is that this one possession late. I want to say either late in the third, or early in the fourth. I think it was inbounds. We're 7 seconds left, so they go to Joel back in the corner, far corner, and he's just holding a ball and doing the little head tweak fake, and it's just he doesn't understand the time and the situation. And you think that 3 years in, this is more Brett Brown thing than a Joel and Ben thing. Like all these turnovers now are the spotlight. I'm shifting that over to Brett Brown because. That's a Brett Brown thing. Like he's not drilling them enough during the off season and during the practices that, hey, we got to work on your quickness. If you see the double team, I remember what Jabbar used to do. Magic would drop the ball inside. If the double team came out, it would go back out to Magic and the Magic would drop it back inside as soon as the double team went away. And he would try that two or three times and he would get that all done in 12 to 15 seconds, you know. But
I agree. I hear you.
Well, here's the thing about the Eagles. Look, honestly, I'm watching the Dallas game and I was happy because you know why? It was showed more that for how horrific our team and what our problems are, Dallas has even more problems.
Yes, they do.
And it starts with the head coach who's just confused. Look, I was shocked by his time management. It was the first time he got it right last night, which was, I got inside the 15, let me kick the quick field goal. Because the guy couldn't get in the end zone and then kick off the football and hopefully get it back and have one chance to bomb the ball. It was the first time I ever saw him clock manage correctly because I was expecting him
to take
one more play and try to score a touchdown. So, look, that's the positive. The positive is that we have a better, I know Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you wouldn't agree, but we have a better coach. We just need these players to step up and just start playing.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with you there. Listen.
Now let me say this, I hate to cut you off. There are two things that made me positive about Doug the last 2 weeks. We take a 10-0 lead against New England. To me, that's scripted plays. I mean, they basically went down, scored a touchdown, or they went down, kicked the field goal, got the ball back after a 3-and-out, went down, scored a touchdown. And they did the same thing against Miami last week. They first possession, they score. Second possession, they score. And then they get stupid for the rest of the game. So it seems like Doug's scripting better now. Because we thought that was one of his weaknesses, but now his in-game management is just—I don't know—getting crazy.
Yeah, I listen. I hear you. And like to me, look, it just comes down to this: you're playing four below 500 teams, and I know you're below 500, but it's there for you. So go snatch it, and let's go to the playoffs, and we'll be happy. You don't, you get destroyed. I mean, and that's
Carson
the title of the show.
Yeah. That's it. Carson
and you're
needs
right.
to play.
Yes, he does. And Carson needs to play in the playoffs, and these are playoff games for him, and he needs to do better. And he needs to run. Like, I'm tired and I was guilty of this at one point where, you know, I was more leery of not letting him run. He's got to run.
Look at Trubisky last night. He made a good off, a good defense. They were always on their heels because they would get some good running yards from the running back. And then if he held the ball,
and there's a safe way to deal with it. Yeah,
there's a safe, and he showed it last night. And Carson can just mimic that.
I agree. He's got plot. Peace. See you, Nikki. All right, he's there. Let me get to Tyreek. Tyreek, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ty. Yo, Ty. Oh, no. I hear him like in the distance. You hear him, Pat?
He's there somewhere.
He's like in the netherworld. Because he's going to say he can't get hype for the NFC East. And I'm going to say, I need you to get hype. I need you.
Maybe he rethought things and he just froze.
Possible. My man Lenny Roxborough. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic, Lenny.
Yo, and what's going on, brother?
How are you, Len?
I am beautiful. So before I keep my optimism and get all these Eagle fans to make that poll 100%, I got to talk about Brett Brown and the Sixers real quick. The Sixers, I'm not worried about them going forward. My main concern is our inability to stick to a game plan throughout the entirety of a game. Last night was a perfect example. We got half-court sets and ran bully ball in the first, I'd say, 5 minutes of the game. But then as soon as the Wizards turned into tempo, we followed suit. Our young guys have a hard time sticking with the game plan that we're supposed to have and letting the flow of the game dictate how we're supposed to run forward.
Yeah, I feel you. They've been inconsistent in that way. And I think it's funny. And you know this because that NBA season, those long, arduous seasons, and they sometimes, and that's where the inconsistency comes in. Because sometimes they're lax. And you're right. They wound up playing Wizards ball, right? Wizards are second in the NBA in pace. So they want to run up and down the floor and they want to fire threes. They play no defense. You know, they want to do all that. And the Sixers got caught in that. I agree with
that. Absolutely. So it's like the old thing 2-3 years ago. You don't try to shoot threes with the Wizards. I mean, with the Warriors because you're not going to win that game. They want to run tempo. We have big guys. We're not going to win a tempo game most of the time.
Although, the Wizards stink, but, you know.
I hear you. I'm talking about playoffs.
No, I agree.
Future.
I agree with you.
But, so, in 2017, when we went to the Super Bowl, right? What was the game that jump-started the Eagles season?
So it was the Rams game.
That was the Rams game with Nick Foles, but that didn't jump-start us. If you remember, Eagles versus Giants, after we lose to the Chiefs,
the field goal. Yes.
If we lose that game, Anthony,
you're a genius.
On fire. The city is on fire. The Giants jump-started this train.
We fired Doug. Yes.
Yes, sir. And the Giants jump-started this train for us to make another run. And guess what they're going to do for us on Monday night, Anthony? They're going to jump-start this train
for
the Eagles to make another run thanks to the stinking Giants. Now, Anthony, I know you watched the game last night. First, let's talk about Troy Aikman wearing a hoodie looking like a homeless person in the booth.
Yeah.
Second of all.
Yeah, you know what? I did a double take with that one, too. I was like, what's he wearing? He's wearing a hoodie. He was cash last night. I got a hoodie on right now.
You could be in the booth with him then, too.
Right.
Now, listen, if you would have heard his comment after the game, he was just as demoralized as every single Cowboy. He said, and I quote, if I'm a player in that locker room and I'm plugged into that locker room, there is nothing that the coach or owner can say to motivate me. And you know what that does? As an Eagles fan, that motivates the hell out of me, Anthony.
Damn
I'm
right.
going to leave the Delaware Valley with a E-A-G-L-E-S. Go Birds, please.
Birds, believe.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.